The one thing that everyone's loving, everybody loves it, and everybody knows it, everybody loves.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
America's most talked about program.
I can already tell that this is going to be great.
Matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot, is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So, no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one,
For chicken thieves and whatnot, Andy and Barney were all the law Mayberry needed. But when things turned really bad, a certain mechanic from Wally's garage need only utter one word.
Shazam!
Others tried in vain.
Judy, 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 Judy.
But only one could summon that superhero.
Shazam!
When a still needed to be busted up, call on Andy.
I'm right here.
If you need to stop something before it gets out of hand, call Barney and he'll
nip it in the bud.
If you need a drink, call Otis. But when there's big trouble in Mayberry, there's only one word that can bring the help you need.
Shazam.
And what will that hero do when he gets here?
What are you yelling about? I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry in the United States of America, arrest you.
Hooray!
Is that it? Kind of a big buildup for that. Kind of dumb. Well, maybe the next episode is the loaded goat. Or maybe the one where Aunt Bee makes the pickles. That's a good one. Yeah, this one was kind of dumb. At least it wasn't in color.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a shark.
Hey, like, chomp chomp, baby.
Other than swimming around and putting the bite on unsuspecting people, what do you do all day?
Well, brushing and flossing is a must, but I really enjoy talking to my money man, David Ernest.
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man, and if you would like to talk to him, you can call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
David Ernest can get the job done.
Like an octopus in a face-slapping contest.
And having David Ernest take care of your money frees you up for other activities.
Yeah, man, like listening out for this.
And what's that?
Well, some people call it the most scariest music ever heard in a movie.
What do you call it?
The dinner bell.
Right. Taxi.
Oh, man, don't leave. Hang around. We'll have a bite.
Taxi.
From our super secret studio, asset preservationist David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. But first, a special announcement.
Dave's not here!
Aww.
But sitting in for David is the lovely and talented, not to mention recently married, Princess Leah. Call David today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or a globe-trotting asset preservationist.
I dig that.
Yeah, David missed the dance, because he's not back from France. But you can get on your boogie shoes. It's time for the Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. And as promised in that lengthy intro, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, the talented,
the recently married. Yes, it's Princess Leah.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you all doing today?
Oh, I'm all not doing too bad. Just sitting around and thinking, you know, we need to do a radio program because David Ernest is still in France or parts unknown or something like that. Have you heard from him?
Yes, I hear from David every day because even if he is on a fact-finding mission of his own, he is never done working for our clients. I'm not even kidding, guys. Doesn't really matter where he is in the world, in this country, anywhere. He is going to take care of y'all. That's definitely a big thing that David prides himself on, as we all do, is taking care of our clients, you know?
And he has quite a few.
Quite a few. I'd say at least one or two.
One or two?
Yeah, one or two. Maybe more.
Maybe more?
Yeah.
Tell everybody how they can become one of David's clients.
Guys, it's so crazy. It is very, very easy. You can reach out to us on the phone number, which I'm sure someone's going to insert right here. Or you can reach us on the web at www.retirewithernest.com. It's a great way to reach out to us, both ways, all the ways. The phone number, the website. The website does have like a little bit of information about David, kind of what got him started in asset preservation and some things like that. It shows you our books and a few other things. And it's really easy. You just enter in your information and one of us will give you a call.
There you go. As a matter of fact, I was on the website this morning. Y'all have changed it up since the last time I looked at it. And yes. I went down to media, and of course, it is linked to a radio station website that has our programs on there. And it's also linked to YouTube that's got some of the TV shows on there from when we were doing the TV show regularly. And so you get to see what David looks like. And unfortunately, you'll get to see what I look like. And just don't eat before you go on there and look at me. I wouldn't do that.
You sure is ugly.
No.
Oh, you're too kind. But you can see David and you can see the white-haired wonder, as we call him. And I wonder if he's a big a hit in France as he is over here.
You know, that is something that I should ask him. I'm sure he's made a lot of friends. David does not meet a stranger. That's one thing for sure. He's very easy to talk to, very knowledgeable of things, and really just makes a friend through any type of thing that he does. I'm just so fortunate to get to know David. I think that we really all are. He's a one-of-a-kind person. He's extremely smart and definitely helpful with not just clients, but us as well. You know, he really does care about everyone, and he's just a very sweet guy. I cannot wait to hear about everything that he's learned. I'm ready to kind of learn, you know, just like what's new, what all has he learned, what all did he see, you know, was there anything interesting that he saw or anything like that?
Sacre cerise, les pieux.
Well, you know, I know he saw that Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
He sent some pictures. Actually, I think Susan put some pictures on the Facebook, and there was a picture of the Eiffel Tower, and you know why they call it the Eiffel Tower. Did I tell you that?
You haven't told me that one yet.
Well, because it's built right next to a nudist camp. And so you can go up and look over into the nudist camp and you'll get an eye full. So that's what they call it.
An eye full.
Tower. Yeah, exactly. And that, I think that's where they came up with that phrase, because they're looking over in the nudist camp there. Now, I don't know that they went to the nudist camp now, but they were probably over there near it by the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, goodness. That's what I'm ready to hear, all what they saw, anything cool or crazy or wild or fun or anything like that. And then, of course, anything financially related, I can't wait to learn about something new, something exciting, some new ways to help people, you know. Like we really reiterate here, there's no one size fits all. So we really want to make sure we can, you know, accommodate everyone's needs and what, you know, they want to accomplish in their retirement.
And I wonder if they've got asset preservationists over there in France. Because, you know, they got their currency is the hot dog. No, I'm sorry, the franc.
Well, so Rusty, I Googled it. No, it's not. It's the euro. I had to Google it. That's Germany, right? I thought the franc's Germany.
I thought the French people had the francs. You know, that euro over there is like, that's sort of like their one unified unit of money over there in Europe is a lot of them. You know, I think, I don't even know if the British people have gone over to that yet. but I know the
like
I think
pounds, right?
The pounds for the British people, the Germans had the marks.
Yeah,
they had
that's it.
Marks,
I see it.
And the French had the franc. So if I go over there with like a pack of hot dogs, I'm just out of luck. That's
right. You might be really rich. You never know.
Trying to give the waiter a tip. Here's a couple of francs for you, pal.
Now 99% fat free.
Just throw some hot dogs at them.
What kind of francs are these, monsieur? Those are the ballpark francs. Don't you know anything?
I love it. I think they would not. I don't know if they would appreciate a hot dog as a fine cuisine over there. You know, probably. They seem like they're really into their fancy food.
Probably not. They're into the escargot and all that kind of stuff. I was watching Andy Griffith the other night, and Barney and Andy went to the big city to some kind of convention, and they were in this French restaurant. I don't know if you've seen this or not. They're starving to death, and Andy said, I got to order something to eat. And he says, well, just point at what you want on the menu. It's in French, he said. If they'll, you know, they'll bring it to you, and you'll learn some new words. And so Andy just ordered a steak and some green beans and a potato. And the waiter was very kind. Oh, wee, and he brought it out. And so Barney is just pointing at stuff on the menu, and the guy brings him snails and brains.
Ugh, yuck.
Oh, goodness.
So Barney's having snails and brains for dinner that night.
That's nasty.
But I learned a long time ago, just like Andy said, point and ask them about it, and they'll bring you something you can eat. I don't know. I've never had any snails, any escargot, but I would be willing to try it.
I would try it. Maybe over there. Like if someone over here made it, I'd probably
nope.
It'd be a little suspect.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. But yeah, if I was over in France, you might as well.
Yeah. You know, be a good sport about it. They'd probably be in the kitchen. Oh, that peasant wants a steak. I could have taken him some escargot. But I don't think the French are real crazy about us. I think we think that they're like low class or something, because they kind of, I think I've heard somewhere that they just kind of look down on you when you go over there.
I've heard that too. I guess we'll just have to go next time on the fact-finding mission and find out what the French think of us.
I don't know if France is ready for me yet or not. I'd go over there, probably hurt some feelings. But like you said, you know, you can sit around and worry about your money like they do in France. Because like we said, we don't know if they've got any asset preservationists over there or not. But you don't have to worry over here, because we have this natural resource here. He may be a national treasure. I don't know. But an asset preservationist called David Ernest.
He's my little old dreamboat.
I agree, Rusty. If anyone was going to be a national treasure over in France, it would end up being David.
Sweetly.
I do think that they are in Germany today. I did receive a picture. So I do believe that they're over there. So I'm glad that they're getting to have a little bit of fun. David definitely deserves it. He has been working extremely hard these past few weeks, just trying to make sure to accommodate all the clients and everything before he left. And we just really wanted to make sure everyone felt taken care of and alerted and know. And we're really good about doing stuff like that. And I think it's really cool that you can call us, text us, you know, like you have our personal numbers. You can pretty much figure out anything from us. We're able to talk to you and like actually talk to you. You know what I mean? Like you're not going to get a press one for, press two for. And I think that that's really lost. I was somewhere today. I'm not going to say where, but this morning I went to go pick something up. You know, I didn't even get help. Like it was crazy. And I mean, I finally did by one person, but it took 45 minutes for someone to come and help me. And I just think that we've lost that customer service kind of aspect. Like, I don't know why, I don't know where it's gone, but I wish it would come back. It's kind of crazy how employees don't really want to work. It's like, well, why should you get paid if you're not going to work?
You don't want to say where you were?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to throw them under the bus like that. No, well, maybe it was not food related. So I don't know that you would get it. It was pretty random where I was.
It was not food related, you say?
Not food related.
Okay, so you probably went, oh, I'm not going to try to guess. I might get it right. And then you wouldn't want to tell me because you're trying not to be cruel or anything. But I see on Facebook a lot. A lot of people go to Facebook and they'll put their grievances
their
up
grievances?
There. Well, I was at such and so today and they just, the service was awful and they looked at me funny and I'm not going back again. That's the whole thing about tipping. I think I'm a pretty good tipper because if I go in and you're just taking good care of me, I might like to make sure you get taken care of. I think it takes a special person to do that kind of work. I think you've done that kind of work, hadn't you?
Yeah, I have done that kind of work. That's why I feel like I can say, like, no, I will not tip based upon just the ticket price, because I don't think that's fair. I used to have to run around and juggle all the things and do all the things. If you want to work, you'll do it. You'll make it happen. And people really will appreciate it.
Clap for that, you stupid.
You know, if you just show a little bit of effort, it goes a long way.
It really does. And the thing I like when it will go somewhere is, like, if I'm sitting there and they come by, everything cool, everything okay? Yeah, everything's fine. And, you know, they make their rounds and they're helping their other tables, you know, and then they come back around again. You don't have to wave at them across the room. They're looking out for you.
Yeah, they're filling up your drinks. They're doing some other stuff. They're checking on you. They're making sure you've got everything. I feel like, yeah, you shouldn't have to, like, flag your server down. No, I get it. If it's busy, I could see where that, like, obviously, I know that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's just life. But if you're constantly having me like, oh, like, my drink's empty, or, oh, my, this is, I don't know. I have so many things. And then I get why people don't want to do it all the time, because it is, like, it really does add a lot of cost to your bill. And then some people, like, that might be the only time that they get out of their house, is if they are going out to eat or something. And, you know, you really need to, don't treat it as like a special experience or something like that. And it should be treated that way.
We had an experience one night, and I'm not going to say that, throw them under the bus, because it wasn't their fault. But the waiter came, and he says hello. And we say hello, and we're chatting. He says, what can I get you folks to drink? And my mom and dad were with us, and so got all the drinks together. And he went off, and he came back, and he brought our drinks to us. And then he took our order, and he walked away. And somewhere between us and the kitchen, something occurred, because he never came back. And we finally tagged or waved somebody down, and we asked what happened to our waiter, and he said he walked back in the kitchen, took off his apron, and quit.
Well, I'll be damned.
So, y'all's food order just did him in that night. I guess so.
And that, you know, that wasn't their fault. And the guy that came in, he said, I'm sorry, I'll take good care of you. And he did, and I'll make sure he gets a tip and my thanks. Matter of fact, when we left, I bumped into the manager. I said, man, I don't know what happened with the dude that was waiting on us. I hope it wasn't anything we said, because really all we said was what we wanted to drink. But the other guy came over, and everything was great. My dad was, I ain't going to go back there no more. I said, you just didn't like it because the food was a little bit expensive. I'm sure he'll go back there again. It's got to be hard to work and trying to please everybody.
Yeah, it is hard. But I think, again, like, you just know, like, you sign up for the service, and, like, service, people get really mad, you know, if you don't tip them, and, like, they've just stood up at the front and taken your order. You know, how the tipping culture really is insane, because there's, like, a tip for everything.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I never worked in a restaurant, but you're a waitress over there, and I would imagine this was back when you were in school. You were working as a waitress. And what is the ideal amount of tables for somebody to have in a medium-sized restaurant, not any big place or anything, but, you know, you say you got three or four people working with you, and probably 15, 20 tables in the whole place. How many would they assign to you?
So, like, if you had 20 tables and four people working, you had four people working and the whole restaurant's 20 tables.
Yeah.
You probably split it even, like, everyone gets five. And then you would get, so, like, in the morning where I worked, it was, like, me and one other server. So we would be 50-50 down the middle, and we'd have to take to-go orders. But we would have to split the tips, because obviously, like, if it's two people, you're having to help each other a lot and really rely on each other. And we had to do back work at the same time. So, like, we had to, like, make our salads for next shift. Like, we had a lot to do, you know? And we had to clean bathrooms. We had to, I mean, we had a lot of stuff to do, actually. And then at night, it would be split. Like, you would get your section, and you would only get tipped out of your section. And then to-go orders, like, if you took that to-go order, you'd get that tip. But in the morning, you'd split them.
So that's pretty common to have to split the tips.
I think, I don't know. Cause of where I worked, it was such, like, it was like a local small business, you know? So I don't know. Everywhere's different, I think, is kind of what I learned.
You worked at a pizza place, didn't you?
I did.
You
I
want
won't
to say
say
that?
the name.
You want to
No.
say the name of it?
No, I don't think I will. They are no longer in operation, but I don't think I'll say the name.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I'm still friends with the people that did work there and moved on and stuff like that. So I don't want to stir up any controversies.
There you go. I just know if I worked at a restaurant, I've had a kind of an issue with my weight since high school. And so when I got out of high school, I started kind of, you know, eating too much, you know, and I've lost some weight recently. And I'm still a pretty good sized fella, but I'm a lot smaller than I've been in a long time. But if I go to a buffet, it's like, oh God, here he comes again. I get my money's worth.
Well, yeah. So you were like allowed like a shift meal.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get like one slice of pizza or whatever. But I mean, your shifts are only like 5 hours. So it's not like you're extremely hungry or anything. And you're running around so much. It would just depend if you were super hungry or super not.
I guess so. We're going to have to take a break in just a couple of minutes. But let's just remind everybody about David Ernest, the globe-trotting David Ernest, the Ernest family on the road over there in Paris, France. You said that you thought they were going to Germany today, huh?
I believe that they are in Germany today. Do not hold me for that.
You think about it, though, we're over here. Well, that's a whole other country. But all those places over there are pretty much jammed together. You know, they're right there.
Yes. One of my best friends, she has a work from home job. So she is actually going to be in Italy all this summer, kind of all over Europe. She's bouncing around all over the summer because of her job's flexibility. And so she is getting to do it. And like flights in between the countries are so cheap. It's crazy. Like you can't even get a flight to another state for as cheap as it is for them to fly to a whole nother country. It's like $40 for a plane ticket.
Good googly moogly.
And then it depends on the airline too. I was in Spokane, Washington, and I was, mm-hmm. I forget where I was going. I just remember we were on Alaska Airlines. It was like, I told somebody, I knew it was kind of a cut rate airline when I went to sit down and I noticed that my seat was a lawn chair. I mean, you know, it's just not a real expensive airline. And they had to stop and pick up some mail. And I noticed that we just went down kind of low, and the pilot reached out and grabbed the mail off of this big pole, and we just kept flying, you know. So it was kind of a cut rate airline. There's probably some nice airlines over there. And, you know, $30 or $40 to go from country to country, that's not bad at all.
Again, you can't even go state to state that cheap, hardly ever. Unless you do live in a big metropolitan city, I'm sure, like Atlanta, New York, things like that. You know, unpopular opinion on this one too, but I love flying out of the Montgomery Airport. I think that we should utilize it more, everyone listening, because the more that we use it, the cheaper that the tickets will get. So I'm a really big fan of the Montgomery Airport. I like the security. I like that it's easy. It's pretty quick. It's safe. It's all the things. It's not complicated. I love flying out of the Montgomery Airport. It is a little bit more expensive to fly, but like I said, if we utilize our local airport, we will get more travel lines. It's like they just opened one. Like there's a direct flight from Montgomery to Atlanta. There's a direct flight from Montgomery to Charlotte Airport. Mm-hmm. And now there is one to DC. So they just added a third one. And I have flown to all of them here recently. And great. Couldn't recommend them enough.
Well, there you go. A non-solicited testimonial.
Montgomery. I'm very passionate about the Montgomery Airport and us traveling.
I had to go somewhere. Well, I think they wanted me to drive to Atlanta and catch a flight. So I said, no, fly me out of Montgomery. It's, I don't have to pay for parking and all that kind of stuff. We figured it up, and it was about the same price for me to drive over there and then pay me
mileage.
And park. I mean, that is a ripoff right there. So flying out of Montgomery is not a bad idea, but we're going to have to
fly. And I know
that
there's a shuttle, but we can shuttle out of this conversation real quick to our commercial.
Yes, we need to shuttle on to that break and remind everybody to shuttle on to your phone and get ready to call David Ernest. We'll have some phone numbers for you here in just a minute. Call David Ernest, get that no obligation consultation set up with David, maybe. And Too Tall Matthew, and possibly even the lovely and talented Princess Leah. And you can find out how easy it is to set up your retirement and have it percolating and ready to go when you get ready to retire. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you some questions about Ansley. I was just thinking about Ansley, your sweet and charming little daughter, and we'll talk about her when we come back with the second half of the Health and Wealth Show.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Dave's not here!
Dagnabbit!
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim Man, but don't say it to
you. Mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
And yes, we are back here with the second half of the Health and Wealth Show. And
Dave's not here.
Yeah, we mentioned David is not here. I don't know if he's on his way back. No. He's in Germany today.
I know nothing. Nothing.
So he's over there seeing the sights. And I wonder if he'll get any of that German beer when he's over there. I know they say that's real good.
Well, I told him that if he's drinking, I am too. I'm just kidding, guys. I told him I'm going to start a fight. So once he hears this, I'm going to start a fight with him.
There you go. What I wanted to ask you a moment ago, we talked about it going into our commercial break. Ansley. Mm-hmm. Now, Ansley is, we talked about, is she seven now? Is that right?
She's 7 years old. She is 7 years old.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure she's got her little opinions now. She's forming thoughts in her head, coming up with ideas. Because what happened when you get older? Now, where does she like to go to eat?
Favorite place to eat?
Yeah, where does she like to go?
She likes Chappies. We love Chappies. Osaka is another one. She loves Asian food. It's so funny. That's like actually one of her best favorites. And then she's really big into lamb right now. I made it for her a few times. Yeah, I like to just try different things for dinner. Like, I get really tired of making the same old stuff. I'm sure every woman listening understands that. Being a woman is coming up with dinner every single night for the rest of your life. And it's hard sometimes to think of things. So I tried something different and Ansley ended up really loving it. And she's a big lamb fan.
Lamb.
She eats a lot of eccentric things.
I don't think it's eccentric, but I've walked around this rock for 63 years. I've never had any lamb. Now, is it good? What does it taste like?
I like it. It's kind of gamey, but I don't know. She really likes like odd things. Like she likes miso soup. I have never had to force this child to eat broccoli, asparagus, and if she doesn't eat all that, she just likes good food, I guess.
Somebody told me one time, what is the difference between a green bean and a booger?
Oh, God,
I said, I don't know. What is the difference? They said, a seven-year-old will eat a booger. But they won't eat a green bean. Now, when I was a kid, that's what we got. They gave us, you know, vegetables and stuff. And I love vegetables. My trouble with vegetables is they're healthy until somebody throws a half a pound of bacon in there to season it with.
Yummy.
I always ate vegetables growing up. And we had a lot of fried chicken, you know, fried food, fried stuff. I like vegetables now. The only vegetable I can remember not liking is my mama bought these French cut green beans.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite. These came in some kind of 3-in-1 motor oil or something. They were slick and they had these little pimentos, little red things. And
oh my goodness me.
I couldn't stand them. But that is the only thing I can think of that I would not eat. I don't know if I could eat them now just for remembering when I was a kid.
It really was ingrained in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like are a real big vegetable family. We eat zucchini, squash, sweet potatoes. But like I don't make sweet potatoes. Like I don't put a bunch of butter and I mean, like, again, not a very fun mom. I don't put a bunch of like butter and sugar and I guess like marshmallows. I think people put that on there. I don't really do all that, but she likes them. She'll eat any type of vegetable.
I read something since you said that the little tiny marshmallows that you get, the little baby marshmallows.
Yes.
They came out with those and on the back of them, they put a recipe for the sweet potatoes and you put the marshmallows on top of it. Well, they weren't trying to sell sweet potatoes. They were trying to sell the marshmallows. And people started.
Oh, that's so funny.
And people started doing that. And I think marshmallows have showed up in hot chocolate. And
yeah, no, we'll do that. We'll make a bad hot chocolate. Like, it tastes good, bad for you.
Oh, yeah. And then some people like me will just eat the marshmallows. Somebody brought me some not long ago. They were chocolate marshmallows. Have you had those?
Mm-mm, have not had that.
They're good. They're just probably, like you said, just terrible for you, but they're pretty good. Speaking of things that are good for you, got to segue our way back around there. David Ernest, the man is an asset preservationist. He's been doing this for 40-something years, and I know within the last 5 or 6 years, he's brought on this young woman who really has helped him a great deal. He's always talking about how good she does. Well, I'm talking about you, Princess Leia.
Oh, I mean, I know I keep getting these rave reviews, y'all. Thanks, guys. I have felt very loved by everyone this week. So thank you.
There you go. Well, what you do is you just go see David. Call him up. Go see him. Talk to him on the phone. Talk to him on the Zoom, whatever you want to. And just find out things that your money can do for you that you never knew. He can tell you that. Yeah. And he's told me that if you will do what he has set up for you, he'll set up these programs for you. And if you do what that program says, you're never going to lose any money, not your principal. And your money will have a chance to grow and you won't have to worry about the stock market. Not that the stock market is bad, but sometimes that stock market goes nuts. And the programs David puts your money in, well, they don't do that. They're really, really stable. And I tell you, that young lady that I was talking about, of course, it is Princess Leah. Well, she can do that too. She's learning that. And Too Tall Matthew, walking in his father's footsteps. Of course, I think Matthew's shoes are probably a lot bigger than David's. There's a reason we call him Too Tall Matthew.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Me standing next to him is pretty funny. You standing next to him look like a ventriloquist act.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. What is he, 6'7"?
That's what I heard. 6'7". That's crazy. He's very tall.
He's up there. But you'll be walking tall when you take your portfolio over to David Ernest. And we'll have somebody come along in just mere moments to give you those phone numbers.
If you weren't able to catch those numbers, we do have a website, which is retirewithernest, ErNest.com. And you're able to fill out your information there and we will be able to call you back and kind of get you set up with an appointment or a Zoom call or whatever you feel comfortable with, or maybe just a phone call, an introduction, if you will, and just kind of talk to you about what you're trying to do and how we can better assist you and what can we do to help you? That's what our goal is here. We work really hard. David has, you know, over 40 years worth of experience in asset preservation. And that is incredible on its own. And he's taught me and Too Tall just like so many different things. And our goal really and truly is to help our clients. Like we said, I was in Costa Rica in March. David is away, but we were still able to help our clients quickly and efficiently, even on our vacation time. We're always happy to help. And I think, like, we've been talking about customer service a lot this episode, but, you know, it's truly lacking. So when you can find somewhere that does treat you like family or anything like that, it is so nice. And I don't know if we mentioned it this episode, but all of our services are free. So, and we touched on this, me and Tuttle Matthew did one show, we were talking about it. It's like, we don't have like billable hours. We're not an attorney. We're not things like that. So when you call us, it's genuinely on our time. And like, we're so happy to help you. Do you know what I mean? Like, if something goes wrong in your life, or like if say that your parent is sick and they're a client of us, like, well, we're here to help you through that. Like, mm-hmm. even the children or client or whatever the case may be, like, we really are here to help you. And those services are totally free to you. You know, like, we are here for you no matter what, through all big life changes, whether it be retirement, a spouse passing, a child passing, a parent passing, or going to a nursing home or something like that. We're here through it all. And it's kind of cool to get to, you know, to help people with big life events like that. I mean, obviously there's some sad life events, but there are some fun ones. Like I said, like, maybe it's just a retirement event that we're helping you with, or whatever it is. We're just always here to help. And I'm so glad that we're able to provide services like that for our clients.
Well, there you go. Another non-solicited testimonial from Princess Leah. But let me just tell you one thing real quick. Now, if you're thinking about this, that's good you're thinking about it, but you need to go ahead and act on it. But if you're driving along and you see a sign that says, next left, Bob's Financial Service and Chainsaw Repair.
What?
Unless you're trying to get your chainsaw fixed, keep driving. Don't stop there. You need to go on over to your place and get on that Instanet and look up retirewithernest.com. And like Princess Leah said just a moment ago, testimonials, links to other things like where you can hear these radio programs again and see pictures. I think we've got some pictures on there, don't we, or do we?
I think so. You know, I update the website as quickly as I can, but sometimes things fall through the cracks. And the website, if I had to pick one thing to fall through the cracks, it would be that, not our clients' needs. So, you know, it does get updated though regularly, but not as regularly as I need to be doing it. I'll tattle on myself.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you'll get better with it. Maybe this summer we can have some events and get some pictures on there too. But
I would love to do that, guys. If you have any ideas for an event, I would love for you to call. Maybe there's something that you want to do, or maybe you have a venue, or maybe you have something in mind, or a type of event that you think people would want to come out to and hear David. He did recently do the Kiwanis Club. He did a lunch there and came and was a guest speaker and spoke to some people. So I don't know if anyone has anything like that, we'd love to hear about it and we'd be happy to help.
Who knows? You might even get me out to something one day. I kind of doubt it because, you know, I'm pretty much a recluse, you know, just kind of hang out over here by myself. But you never know. Free lunch, I could probably come out for that and get up and speak in front of some people. Who knows? Who knows?
The shadow knows.
It could be a lot of fun. But maybe this summer, like I said, and we've got something planned that you're probably going to get involved with, whether you know it or not, but it'll be a lot of fun. That may be a new TV show that we have coming up a little later on, or maybe at least something on the internet. We're just always doing kind of fun stuff, like going to France. I think next time that we should tell him, he probably needs to take us along with him. That would
be us in the suitcase.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a movie of the week right there, all of us in France.
Oh, gosh, y'all. A lot would come out of it for sure. Like I said, thankfully, David is, I know we've made it seem like he's had a lot of fun, but he has also been on a learning adventure. He has learned a lot of different things, financially speaking, kind of, that he hopes to come back and implement into some new meetings with some clients, or even old clients, new clients, anything, just to kind of maybe figure out a little bit better, different ways to invest your money.
And there you go, because you can have your money. Somebody said the other day, I had a dear friend pass away. We were kind of talking about him. He was a pretty funny character. And I won't say he was cheap, but he was thrifty. I told somebody, he showed me, he had it framed. You know, a lot of people do that. The first dollar they ever made, they frame it.
Yes.
Hang it up. And he showed me his, and George Washington had black hair and his own teeth. That's how old that money is. I mean,
He's had that a while. And that was another thing they said. Well, he probably got money buried in his backyard. I said, don't say that. Some of these clowns will be out there digging up his yard. But the thing is, you can do that if you want to. You can put your money in the mattress. You can seal it up in the wall. You can bury it in the backyard. But say you got, I don't know, $1,000 and you bury it when you dig it up. Guess what you got?
I don't know.
$1,000. That's all you got when you give it to David. And he gets it in these programs for you, it's going to grow. And that's what you need your money to do, is grow for you, so that when porch sitting time or retirement, whichever you want to call it, when that comes around, you don't have to worry about money because it's been taking care of you. You took care of it and gave it to David. Now it's taking care of you. Or you gave it to Princess Leah, and she's right up there with David. She can take care of it too.
You heard right!
And I think it's like, let your money work for you. If it is sitting in a bank account, or if it's just sitting somewhere, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not even keeping up with the rate of inflation at this point. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of silly to just let it sit in an account that's not at least earning some type of interest, right? So if, you know, maybe that's your case, like maybe you have a certain amount, maybe say you have $10,000 and it's just sitting in an account. Well, a bank's probably paying, I don't know, you know what I mean? I can't say that your bank is for sure paying this, but let's just say it's paying like 0.02% on that money. Well, that's not really keeping up with the rate of inflation.
No, sir.
I don't know. You know, there's just so many different ways to do things. And the best thing that you can really do is just have a meeting. You know, it's no obligation, free consultation. We can sit here. We can kind of figure out what you have. What can we do? What can't we do? We want to make sure that you are taken care of on all corners. Make sure that you have liquidity and things like that. And, you know, we have a responsibility to take care of you, you know, and we take that responsibility not lightly. And we truly practice what we preach. And it's kind of nice to have someone that really means what they say and say what they mean.
Oh, boy, they want them to talk guarantee.
And David's one of those folks. He just associates with people who do what they say and say what they what you said. That thing you said. Yeah. He keeps that phone with him. And
I mean, it might as well be glued to his ear at this point.
I thought it was glued to his ear. I was going to ask him, do you need me to get some glue away and get that off of there for you? But you call him, and he's going to call you back. And, you know, I noticed something. That's one thing I noticed on the website today. Because David is always giving out his office number where you can leave a message so the office can get it, call it back. But I looked on the website. And his cell phone number is on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who does that? Who owns a company that actually puts their phone number, their personal cell phone number on the website or out to the public where they can get it? Not many people do that. David does.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. David, like I said, once you become a client or even before, you know, if you're on the website, there's already that personability right there. I mean, you know what we look like. You can see who we are. You can see our shows like we talked about. If you click the media tab, I do need to link it, but we have two books as well. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things about us that you might not know. And now, you know, it's a great resource. Our website is for testimonials, and we just have a lot to offer here. And like I said, you hear it every day and thankfully you'll do, but you know, nothing is better truly than a personalized meeting. At the end of the day, nothing can really quite compare to that.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of people treat their money like their children.
Some people treat their money better than they even treat their children.
That's what I was going to say. I never heard anybody tell their money to go sit down and be quiet, you know. But that's the thing. David treats your money like it's his money. But the funny thing is, when you're ready for it and you want it back, he will give it to you. That's the thing. Some people say, I treat your money just like mine. It means they put it in their pocket and went to, you know, Mexico. Not David. He's been doing this for, what did we say, 40-something years?
I mean, I honestly think over 40 years, guys.
Oh, yeah.
That is a long, long time, guys, to be doing any one thing for that long. He truly is an expert. And overall, like, I mean, it sounds like just a David love fest, and it kind of is, but David really is like a great person. He's been such a good mentor, and obviously he's Matthew's dad, but I mean, we have all learned so much from David, and He's just a really helpful man, and he is really willing to go out on a limb for everyone around him. And I'm so appreciative of David, and I'm appreciative of everything he's really taught me. You know, and I do think a lot helps that I did come from a, like Rusty said, I mean, I was a waitress at one point in time, so customer service was already pretty much ingrained in me and helping people and things like this. And this really just reiterated how important it is to have that skill about caring about people and kind of a servant heart for what we do, like making sure that everyone feels taken care of. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You know, we're here to take care of you. No matter if you have $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million, everyone gets treated the same. No matter what, your issue is our issue, and we're willing to help you solve that issue or point you in the right direction to help you with that issue. Like we've talked about before, we work with all sorts of experts in a ton of different fields to kind of just point you in a different direction. Or if like, hey, like, well, we don't have as much knowledge about that, let's point you to this person. We're able to do that because sometimes getting started is the hardest part. And like I said, we're very happy to help you with that.
There you go. So all you have to do is get in touch with David Ernest, and somebody, as we said, will be along shortly to give you those phone numbers, because I just looked at the clock here, Princess Leah, and it's just about time for us to be going.
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay. But I must be going.
Matter of fact, we've got a couple of minutes. Anything else we want to talk about? We talked about Ansley and her favorite places to go to eat, and she likes lamb. Now, where can you go and get some lamb in Montgomery? I mean, just to a restaurant.
So, guys, a restaurant?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I've never taken her to a restaurant to go get it. I've made it at home. But, I mean, some restaurants that you could probably get it from in Montgomery are like, I feel like Charles Anthony's The Pub, La Jolla, maybe Taste in Montgomery. These are just Montgomery restaurants. Sorry, guys, I'm not naming some other places. Probably City Grill in Montgomery. Those are just off the top of my head to name a few where they might have it. I'm not sure. But if you want to buy it, I am also a very big fan of Fresh Market, but only when they have like, they'll have like really good deals if you just give them your phone number. And I was fortunate enough to get some pretty big New York strips for only $6.99 a steak, which sounds like a lot, but not really for a good cut, thick cut of New York strip. That's pretty good. But I mean, unsolicited ad for Fresh Market, too. I'm really helping some people around the town today.
You're going to have to start sending out bills, girl, I'll tell you.
I mean, my goodness, y'all, but I really do. I love it. They have really good deals, but I only buy their deals. I don't buy their full price stuff.
Okay.
I'm pretty thrifty myself when it comes to stuff like that.
I watch some of these cooking shows. If you told me 10 years ago I would be sitting around watching cooking shows in my spare time, I'd have told you, yeah. Have another drink. But they were cooking some the other day, and they were I'll tell you what it was. It was Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I love that.
I love that show. Guy Fieri and his little red car driving around, but they were cooking lamb, and they formed it into a patty and served it as, are you ready, a lamb burger.
Oh, that's fun. Now, I have not done anything like that. I'm a lamb chop kind of girl.
You know, I've mentioned the Andy Griffith Show. That was one of his favorite meals on the Andy Griffith Show. They talked about it. And that's why Barney didn't want him to go out with Miss Crump, is because she didn't know how to cook a leg of lamb. And that was Andy's favorite dish, you know. But I'll have to try some sometime, because, like I said, I've never tried it. I did, I think I had told you about the experience I had about trying something new that I had not eaten. And I had some Brussels sprouts. And
I said, my favorite. Really?
I've heard people, maybe this is just the way these were cooked, because I got them. They were a side order at this restaurant. I ate one of them. I said, I cannot eat this. This is terrible. So it's probably might have just been the way it was prepared, because I know you can cook them a different way. And everybody's got their own way of cooking stuff.
A roasted Brussels sprout. So good. We got a smoker. That's what my dad got Reed, a smoker for Christmas. Or maybe it was his birthday. Whatever it was. I think it was his birthday. But and that is honestly, like, I don't even need Reed. Don't even grill. I can do it now. The smoker, perfect. You set the temperature and it just smokes it for low and slow. Perfect. Huh? That was all I needed my whole life. Who knew?
Well, I tell you what, it's not a smoker, but it is the oven. And I can season up some baby back ribs and wrap them up with some Worcestershire sauce on them and put them in that oven for probably about 250, 300 for about 4 or 5 hours. And I tell you what, they are so tender. You're supposed to say, how tender are they?
How tender are they?
They are so tender that when you pull that pan out, the bones are stacked up in the corner of the pan and the ribs are ready to eat. I mean, that's just how tender they are.
I love that.
So,
I'm hungry. Just thinking about it.
I think what I'm going to do is just go get me something to eat right now. Probably won't be any lamb. Probably won't be any ribs, but it'll be something that I can go munch on. Princess Leah, thank you once again for filling in for David on his extended trip to France, Germany, and all points between here and London, England. I wouldn't be surprised if they took off and went over there. It's not very far.
Yeah, well, and thank y'all for having me. I know I haven't been on very often, but...
Well, we need to get you on more because we talk about some fun things and we talk about financial stuff. We hadn't talked much about politics. Let's just say that politics is for the crazy people. We should probably shouldn't talk about it, but they just do so many crazy things, you can't help but mention them.
We really cannot help but mention them sometimes. Well, and I will say... finances and kind of government policies go hand in hand and can affect you.
And if you like to contribute to my GoFundMe page, we're going to get up a big net big enough to throw over Washington, and that might solve the problems. No, I don't really have one, but maybe we should start one. And you tell Miss Ansley I said hey, and folks out there listening, we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Bye.
Hey, so long. See you, sucker. Bon voyage. Arrivederci. Later, loser. Goodbye. Good riddance. Peace out. Let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you. Don't come back around here no more. Hasta la vista. Kick rocks and get the hell out.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431. Or 205-479-0839.
Check, please.
We met a man on the street.
My name's Forrest Gump.
And when we asked him about his finances, he had this to say.
I'm not a smart man.
Well, Forrest, you don't need to be a smart man to figure out that if you need help with your finances, you should call David Ernest. Because sometimes financial problems can bite you in the buttocks.
Bit me directly in the buttocks.
See there, Forrest? What do they call it when your finances bite you that way?
The $1 million wound.
And what happens to your money?
The Army must keep that money because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million.
Well, the Army's part of the government, so don't let the government get your money. Call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Forrest called, and just listen to what his friends are saying.
You're a genius.
Don't suffer that $1 million wound. Be like Forrest Gump. Call David Ernest today. Any final words, Forrest?
That's all I have to say about that.
Ernest Financial LLC, serving the community for over 40-something years.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Now, from the Breaking News Department, we bring you Breaking News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was not very happy when illegal immigrants began showing up in his state. So it was coffee, a sandwich, and a quick hello and goodbye as the governor shipped them right out of his state and into sanctuary cities. Our microphones were hot and captured the reaction of Barack Obama as illegal immigrants swarmed Martha's Vineyard. The reaction was much the same when more illegal immigrants showed up at the home of Vice President Kamala Harris. However, the reaction was somewhat different when illegal immigrants showed up in Chicago and got their first look at Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She won't have to worry about shipping them out. I think they'll leave on their own. This has been Breaking News. We'll bring you more breaking news as soon as it breaks.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
This radio station is proud to present That Was a Bad Time for the Record to Skip. Today's offering is a 1977 Epic Records release by Ram Jam, entitled Black Betty. See if you think this is a bad place for the record to skip. Yeah, that was a pretty bad place for VGF. That's vinyl groove failure. Tune in again next time for another edition of That Was a Bad Time for the Record to Skip. Record to Skip. Record to Skip. Record to Skip.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
And now, here's Bernie Sanders with a few words about breakfast.
You know, it's hard work. Running for president, planning to take over this country and turn it into the biggest communist shithole in the world. So I have to keep up my streak. That's why every morning I have a big bowl of fruits and nuts and flakes. The favorite breakfast cereal of politicians everywhere. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has all the vitamins I need to get out and meet the people and twist their minds into believing into this hideous thing I want to create in this country. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has lots of vitamins. Vitamin A for arrogance, vitamin B for bullshit, and vitamin C for Cortez. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She eats them. As a matter of fact, I think she takes them intravenously. And if you look in the box, you'll see the little pieces of cereal are shaped like your favorite political people. There's Adam Schiff. He's a nut. There's Elizabeth Warren. She's a flake. And there's Mayor Pete. He's a fruit. I'm gonna have to talk to the folks in marketing. We may have to change that. Just remember, if you're heading out on the campaign trail and you want those millennials to believe you when you offer them free stuff, try some fruits and nuts and flakes. It'll get you going like a dumpster fire on steroids. And they're magically delicious.
Wait a minute, Bernie. That's my line.
Not anymore, freak show. It's property of the state.
Oh, stars, moons, and clovers. Saints preserve us.
Make sure to save the box tops to send in for Medicare for All. $40 trillion ought to do it.
To start your day, for goodness sakes, have a bowl of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
At your local grocer's, right next to the rat poison.
A cashless society? What would happen if that came to Carl Childers' world?
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
Y'all got them French fried taters up in there?
Yes, sir, we sure do.
How much you getting for them?
$1.89 an order, about $2.
Well, I got $2 bills right here.
No, sir, sorry, we don't accept cash anymore.
Well, I ain't got one of them debit cards. Y'all take mustard biscuits?
No, sir, no. No mustard biscuits.
How about a handful of gravel?
No, sir, nope.
How about I bring you a live grasshopper?
No, sir, just $1.89, about $2. And remember, we don't accept cash.
Aight, then. This here the ambulance company? Y'all might want to get over here to the Dairy Queen. That boy inside with the paper hat fitting to get f***ed up.
And so it goes in Carl Childers' world.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a stripper?
That's right, man.
Well, that's a bit unusual.
Really?
Yes, but let's continue. Now, I understand you've chosen David Artist to be your money man.
That's right, man. Me and all my stripper friends use David Artist.
Really?
Yeah, we call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Wow.
You're looking at me strange, man. What's going on?
Well, you just don't
look like a stripper?
Well, I guess I could give you an example of my work.
Okay.
Well, see, what you do is you put a piece of furniture right here in front of you.
Huh?
Yeah, and then you get, like, some paint thinner and pour on it, and you scrub with steel wool.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm stripping the varnish off this old piece of furniture.
Oh, that kind of stripper.
What kind of stripper did you think I was talking about, man?
It doesn't really matter, does it?
I guess not, man.
And could I have back that dollar bill I stuffed in your waistband?
Oh, what a cheapskate.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful masterpiece.
This has been a Film Waste presentation.